It's a Scorsese and honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we end Sukkot, going into a Hoshana Rabbah, and we have so many topics to talk about. Hoshana Rabbah and Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, and we can't forget in Simchas Torah, and we can't forget about Bezos HaBracha, which is included within Simchas Torah. And again, it was such a Labor Day week. My oldest daughter had appendicitis, and she had to get her appendix taken out. My wife was with her in the hospital. Crazy week. We'll talk about it because we love stories. But before we get there, we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. Five times in the Torah does it talk about the Moadim. Very interesting. It talks about it in Shemos and Parshas Mishpatim and Kisiso. It talks about it in Vayikra and Parshas Emor. And we know that it also talks about it in Pinchas and Re'eh. Very fascinating. However, question number one, if you look in Mishpatim, the way it talks about Sukkot, like we spoke about last week, we go from Pesach, Chag HaMatzos, to Chag HaKsir, from a Shavuos, and then we go to Chag HaSif, the gathering of everything when the crops are coming in, the Sukkot time, and again we go Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. However, it's very interesting because if you look in the major parshas in the Moadim parshas Emor, it says it goes a little different. It goes Pesach and then Shavuos. And then in Parachov Gimel, Pasachov Gimel, 23, good way to remember, 23, Michael Jordan, if you want to remember it that way, and again, you don't need to, Michael Jordan, but 23, in Vayikra, and Parshas Emor, it says something amazing. It says, Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Leimor. And then all of a sudden, before it talks about Sukkot, it goes into Rosh Hashanah, and then it goes into Yom Kippur, and then it goes into Sukkot, and then it stops when it talks about the Karbonis, and then it goes right into all the mitzvahs of Sukkot. And the obvious question is, again, the Gemara says in Makos, in the beginning, the first parak, Vayidaber is Lashon Koshe, it's a harsh. How come in Mishpatim, it just goes Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and in Parshas Emor, it goes Pesach, Shavuos, Vayidaber, Lashon Koshe, a strong, harsh language, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then the break in Sukkot. Question one. Question two. We know tomorrow we're going to have this great, amazing day of Hoshana Rabbah, the last day of Sukkot. Some people have a minog to have a suda, the last meal they're going to have in the Sukkah. And although in America they keep 2 days, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, in Israel it's all one day, getting it all together in one day. But again, even according to the people that sit in the Sukkah, you don't make a lay shave, according to the Gemara in Sukkah. So really, this is the last time that we're shaking the Dalet Minim, the last time we're in the Sukkah, Hoshana Rabbah. And again, it's a very interesting day, because on the one hand, it's just a regular day, as my Chaim Zev says, it's you could drive, so if you could drive, it's not Yom Tov, and no cars on the street, but there are cars tomorrow. But it's called in Chazal Yom HaDin. And then you take the arovos and you start whipping them on the floor. Everyone like whipping. And that's relevant to water in Arvei Nachal, which we have to figure out. But again, it's called Yom HaDin. Didn't we just have a Yom HaDin? How many Yom HaDins do we need? We just had a Yom Kippur. And furthermore, there's an amazing Medrash. The Medrash tells us in El Yaraba that the Medrash says, Yurichad and Hashem Zachad. What does that mean? You, Avram, are Echad. Why? Because Avraham, you're the 21st generation. What does that mean? The Mishnah Berakhah Elvis Parakeh says 10 generations from Adam to Noach, and then another 10 generations from Noach to Avraham. So that's 20. No, it says in Mefarshim it's 21 because it was Noach before the Mabul and Noach after the Mabul. Says the Medrash 21. Avraham Avinu. Chaf Aleph, 21, Chaf Aleph Tishrei, Hoshana Rabbah. What's the connection between Avraham being the 21st generation and tomorrow, Hoshana Rabbah, Chaf Aleph Tishrei? And again, what is it? It's a Yom HaDin. We just had the Yom HaDin. Okay, question three. We have a Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. And it's Shrel, as we just said, it's one day. And in Chutz Laaretz, it's 2 days, breaks it up. There's an amazing Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis in Sukkah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, Amisukis, it's in my Bochum today, Mamish being in the Anoni HaKovah, the Rabbani Shalom, we have to realize we have one day left. And the Medrash says, famous Medrash, that Rashi brings it down, that Hashem says, I'm inviting you to a banquet, and I don't want you to leave. Koshale Predaskam says, imagine it's so hard for you to leave. Stay with me one more day, and that's the day of Shmini Atzeres. And the obvious question, what do you mean, staying one more day is just going to make it harder? It's like that kid, you're bringing him into God, and he's screaming his brains off, and then the parent says, listen, I'm going to sit down with my kid. The teacher's like, get out. What are you doing? Ooh, it's the same thing here. Hashem says, don't leave me. Koshalei predaskam. He says, you know what? Stay one more day. Doesn't it make it harder to stay one more day? Okay. And furthermore, we know that all the sukkis was, we went from 13-12, right? The one in Shabbos, Chof Aleph, it talks about how the machlokes Bechar and Bechil, do we go up or we go down? And one of the Beit Shammai says that we go priachag, we go down. Why? Representing the Shivim Parim for the Shivim of the other nation, the 70 nations. And it's very fascinating because Hashem says, I'm going to give you Shmini Atzeres and I'm going to give you one par. What do you mean? Throw it down. Give us a whole big Suda. You just gave it up for the other nations. Why that one par? And lastly, I would call it 3B because we love three questions. But guess what? It has nothing to do with the last topic. So we'll just call it 4. Three questions, I know sometimes it's hard, but we'll call it 4. Okay, Vizois HaBracha. Again, so many times, Vizois HaBracha, there's so much Torah everywhere, especially in Vizois HaBracha. And again, we could have a whole share on Vizois HaBracha. We're not going to, because we gotta get to the Yisaitis, but Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, Vizois HaBracha, Asher Berach Moshe Ish Elokim. The Vav, Esor Chaim HaKadosh. What is the Vav? Vav is continuation. The right before, at the end, a Parshas Azinu. Right, it seems so long ago we read Parshas Azinu. It talks about Moshe Rabbeinu who's not able to get into Eretz Yisrael. And then all of a sudden it says, V'zois HaBracha, with the Vav. What's the connection? And this is the first time that we say it's Ish Elokim. Why? Why is Moshe referred to as Ish Elokim? And lastly, again, every Pasuk you could darshan, Vayomer Hashem Mitzinai Ba. All of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to start giving brachas. Talk about Klal Yisrael. This is the end of his life. And then all of a sudden, he throws in, Vayomer Hashem, Mitzinai Bo. Are we talking about Moshe giving brachas, or are we talking about Hashem? And lastly, just we'll say it's still 4, is Rashi at the end of Vizois HaBracha, the end of the Torah, the last Rashi, a climax of Rashi on the Torah. Rashi says, Leinei Kol Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to break the Luchos. Listen, to end off the last Rashi, as Lishbor HaLuchos Le'Nehem. That's the last Rashi. Okay, so again, let's just review. We have a lot of topics. We gotta get everything in. Not so much time. So again, is it Loshen Kosheh? The idea of Sukkis? Is it Vayedaber? Is it Kosheh Harsh? As we read in Parshas Emor? Or do we say that really, like Mishpatim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, what's the discrepancy? Question 2, what's the day of Hoshana Rabbah? Is it a Yom HaDin? How come it's related to Avram Avinu? Question 3 is, why is staying one more day, is this going to make it harder? What, you're telling me it's hard and not one more day? And lastly, Vizos HaBracha, why the extra Vav? Why is he called Ish Elokim? And why is the last Rashi telling us that he broke the Luchos? Let's just try to hit the Yesaitis. I once heard, again, I didn't see the Sefer inside, but I heard Rav Eitan Feiner. He's the Rav of the White Shul, tremendous Talmud Chacham, thousands of Shirim on Torah anytime. My parents actually have an apartment in Shari Chesed, and he has an apartment below them. They're on top. Unbelievable, Shari Chesed, beautiful Yushalayim. Baruch Hashem, my parents are here. Sukkis, Gevaldik. And he quotes, Rav Eitan Feiner quotes down Rav Rabinowitz, and this beautiful Sefer, and he wants to say something amazing. He says that the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, found the Gemara Tavzayin Amud Aleph, says that we're judged, Pesach is judged for Tfua, Shavuos is for the Peros, and Sukkis Nidonin for the water. Now, there is some process of a din. There is a judgment. and there's a judgment taking place about the water. Why specifically the water? We know that normally they would do Nisach Hayayin, but all of a sudden, in Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Mishnayos and Sukkah talk about Nisach Hamayim. They would draw the water. Why specifically the water? There's an awesome Medrash. I told this over to my Bochum tonight, today. And the Medrash says like this. There was a king. It's always about that king. And he had a princess. And he said, I want someone to marry the princess. But now, he's afraid because maybe the person wants to marry the princess because he wants to cash money, he wants to be the king. So there are ulterior motives involved. So he said, listen, I'll let you marry my daughter as one condition. You can't see her. You're not allowed to see her. So everyone's like, oh my gosh. Maybe she's not even a person. What is she? I'm not taking that chance. Not to see her. Not to know her. I don't get it. There's that one guy. It's always about that one guy who comes and says, I'm going to take the chance. He goes to the chuppah and he's so nervous. And then he sees her and she's beautiful. Wow. And he says, okay, there must be a catch. Something's going on. And then he starts to get to know her a little. And her midos, unbelievable. And he just gets to know her better and better. 6 months later, he makes another chasna. What's this other chasna? I didn't know what I was getting myself into, but this was the best decision of my life, says the Medrash. Beautiful. When Klal Yisrael got the Torah on Shavuos, it was Nasa v'Nishma. They didn't know exactly what they were getting themselves into. However, 6 months later, they see a Sukkos. They see a Simchas Torah. And they realize, wow, how lucky I am to have this Torah. How lucky I am to have this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But says the Rebbe Vinowitz, there's two. There's Rachamim, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's also Yimei HaDin. There's an idea of judgment. Judgment on the water. Because there's two levels. So, what is this Yimei HaDin? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I gave you a Yom Kippur. And we've spoken about before, it's a day of inspiration. We've got to take that Yom Kippur experience with us. But then he's giving us all these mitzvos. And Hashem says, listen, I gave you the sukkah, I gave you the dalaminim, I'm going to give you a Yom HaDin. You know what that Yom HaDin is? The Yom HaDin is, did you take my mitzvah, samacht b'chagecha, and did you bring it into your life? Did you really feel simcha? That's what the Yimei HaDin is. So why water? Why is sukkah all about the water? What's the water about? So again, we've spoken about before in Mayim El HaTorah, the Gemara, in Tainus, the Gemara in Brachos and Naf Samach, that Rabbi Akiva says, if you have water, drip, 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 and it breaks a rock, wow, what Torah could do, ain Mayim El HaTorah. But there's another pshat. You know what water represents? Water just represents that simplicity. Right? You go to a restaurant, and the waiter comes over to you and says, what do you want to drink? And you say, all I want is I just want the water. Now, it could be that you just want water because you don't want to spend $7 on a Coke, right? Always, you know, you go to a pizza store and you got all your kids and they're like, give me the bottle of soda, give me the bottle. You know, we're thinking to ourselves, all I need to do, you know, if every kid gets his own bottle of soda, it's 10 check each bottle. You have a couple of kids, say 5-6 kids, 60 shekel. All I need to do is go to the grocery store, get myself a 5-shekel bottle of Pepsi. Okay, whatever it is. However, again, the kids, they want their own bottle. I understand, but still, okay. But what's water? Water's simplicity. The idea of I just want the water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us, and he says, listen, all I want with you is that relationship. All I want is a relationship with the Torah. All I want is for you to work hard and realize that it's all about the Amelus. Says Rav Baruch Ber and Rav Isaac Sher, the great Gedolim, the great Rosh Hashivas, Rosh Hashiva Kamenetz, Rosh Hashiva Slobodka. They say it's amazing. We know that. We're going to do our kufas on Hashanah Rabbah. We take the Torah out. We take the Torah, in the middle, and we go around the Torah. On Simchas Torah, what do? Says Rav Baruch Ber. We take the Torahs out, we dance with the Torahs. What are we dancing around? The Bima. What's the Bima represent? the Bima represents, the Amelus, making Torah real, making Torah part of your life. Hashem says, listen, Koshale Predaskim, it's so hard. It's so hard to leave, but one more day. You know what the one more day is representing? The one more day is representing, I want you to take everything you had in a Tishrei, in an Elul, and I want you to put it into your life, put it into the Torah. And again, we're busy, everyone has their own thing, but everyone, a couple extra minutes of the Torah. Hashem says, I want that relationship. I want you to realize, right, the Chinuch writes in Shin Chof Dalid, that Shmini Atzeres, there's no separate mitzvah, there's no Dalin Minim, there's no Sukkah, but Simchas Torah is connected, the mitzvah of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was Ish Elokim. How did he become an Ish Elokim? Because Moshe Rabbeinu started giving brachas out. When you want to be a big person, obviously you have to fill yourself up, and you have to fill yourself with chesed and Torah and tefillah. But he started giving brachas out to Klal Yisrael. Says the great Meshech Chachma, where did he learn it from? The second pasuk, Vayomer Hashem mit Sinai. He learned it out from Hashem. And he said, if Hashem gives us brachas, I'm going to give brachas. I learn it from the source. Hashkacha Pratis, the Anoni HaKavod, the idea again, bring Hashem into your life. Baruch Hashem, my daughter, she had appendicitis, we weren't sure, it was Friday, it was crazy. And my wife goes to the hospital, not sure if she's coming back or not. And Baruch Hashem, you know, Baruch Hashem, they found something, it was appendicitis, and they were able to get it out. Hashem, the chesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom, I remember when I was in yeshiva 20 years ago, the reason I was so nervous is because I had appendicitis and it ruptured. And I remember my parents were on vacation, my younger sister, and all of a sudden, the Rosh Yeshiva, Chaim Ilson, calls up, and he couldn't get through to my parents on vacation. And then finally, my father gets word, and he flies down. He was crazy. He was in Mexico, and he took a helicopter, came to Israel to be with me. He slept on right next to me, right? He slept on what my wife just did the past 2 days, like on a little chair. And for me, it was a little crazy, because normally, you know, I have a little baby, and then, you know, I have my oldest daughter, my Shira Miriam. Again, I have a lot of daughters to help me. But now my wife was with my Shira. It was a little crazy. But my father came. And remember him being what the chesed of the Rabbeinu Shalom. He came down and he helped me, and I was in the hospital in Das Ein Karim for 2.5 weeks. I tell you stories. I remember my roommates. I had one roommate, I think we were Rafal Levine, tremendous tzaddik Yerushalayim, big domer coming in. And then another roommate was an Arab strapped down to his bed with handcuffs trying to get out. I'm like, oh, that's not such a good roommate. He was a terrorist. Okay, whatever. Two great roommates. But mamash, the chesed of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Well, I don't want to say this because the whole idea of Sukkah is Hashkacha Pratis, bringing Hashem into our lives. And the Torah says, in the name of his brother, famous Torah in Taf Yud Zayin, he says, B'Shem Rabbi Yechiel, his brother, that Yontif of Sukkah represents Yaakov Avinu, Titein Emes LeYaakov, found in Micha Perek Zayin Posik Dalet, Titein Emes LeYaakov, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Emes, he wants our hearts. As we all know, Leinei Kol Yisrael Lamed, Bereishis Bore Elokim, we're going to start Parshas Bereishis, the Chazara starting again, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our lave, He wants our heart, He wants it so badly, but it's up to us. It's up to us to bring that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Heard a great story, we love stories. There was a guy, and he was in college, he was a great football player, but he wanted to make the next level, he wanted NFL. And there was this amazing trainer that he heard, but again, this trainer costs a lot of money if he trains you, but he has a good resume, he's dealt with a lot of people. And this guy decides to invest with this trainer, calls him up and he says, listen, I wanna meet with you. He says, listen, come, let's go to the beach, obviously, all men's beach. And let's go to the beach, and let's go. So he's like, okay, this is crazy. It's going to cost me 50 grand to go to the beach with a guy. Okay, but I'll do it. So he goes to the beach, and he's like, let's go into the water. And they start going to the water, and he's like, what's going on? He's like, let's go more into the water. And they keep on going a little deeper. And then he's like, in the count of 10, we're going to go down, and we're going to hit the water and go underneath. And he's like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I can do it. And he puts his head down, and all of a sudden the trainer jumps on his head. And the guy is fighting, and he jumps on his head, and he can't breathe, and he's fighting with all his might. And finally he gets up, and he pushes him off. And he says, "Are you crazy? You want me to lock you up?" And the trainer says to him, "Now I know you'll make the NFL, because I saw you wanted it. I saw you wanted to grow. Your life was on the line. You felt your life was on the line, but I saw it inside that you were going to make it." HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, again, an example, football, whatever. But Hashem is saying, "All I want is your lave. All I want is titein emes leYaakov." The idea of emes. Why is Rashi saying at the end, "Leinei kol Yisrael," talking about the breaking of the luchos? Moshe Rabbeinu worked so hard. He went up to Shemayim and he went to get the Torah. So many Gemaras, Shabbos, Peches, goes through the whole story. And he comes down and he sees Klal Yisrael involved in the Chet HaEgel. And he could have rationalized with himself, "Okay, I'll wait a couple days, I'll speak to God, I'll work it out." But he's Titein Emes LeYaakov. He had to hit the point right away and he says, "I'm Emes. Even though my whole life mission was this, but I realize that Klal Yisrael messed up and I have to break the luchos." That's why Rashi specifically has to say at the end. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't trying to rationalize. He said, "Listen, this is what Klal Yisrael did. They messed up. They need to realize. And it's hard work. But a person needs to realize he could accomplish." Why is Moshe Vizos HaBracha? The same idea, Vizos HaBracha. Because right after Hazinu, it talked about Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of Klal Yisrael, could have said, "It's not fair." But he still said, "It's okay." Right, I remember my Uncle Gedalia Bamzer. Ah, shout out to Uncle G. Zoschuk HaSatora, we don't fully understand in Mefarshim what Moshe did was wrong, but still, he was the leader of Klal Yisrael. And still, he said, "This is what the Ribbono Shel wants. Vizois HaBracha." But how do you get to Vizois HaBracha? Moshe Rabbeinu started giving out brachas. If everyone has one or two people that they think about, they know that the person's going through a hard time with this thing, and it's there for them. Also, daven for them. Find out their name. Daven for them. Give out brachas. So let's just make sure we can answer all these questions. There's two ideas about a sukkis going into Hoshana Rabbah and then going to a Simchas Torah. There's rachamim, Pesach, Shavuos, and sukkis progression, but there's also din. The din's on the water. Why is the din on the water? Because simplicity. Hashem says, "All I want is that relationship." Hoshana Rabbah, it's a day of din. What about Avram? Avram's the pinnacle of din. Imagine waiting your whole life for the son. He gets his son. And then what does the pasuk say? Vayashkim Avram Aboker. He woke up. How do you fall asleep? We can't fall asleep when the little things are on our mind. But he was din. He realized, "I'm doing everything for the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything for God. That's what I'm about." Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. Koshalim Peridaskim. Hashem says, "Yeah, stay with me one more day." What is that, staying with me one more day? That represents, I'm going to bring the Torah into my life. I'm going to dance around the bima. I'm going to dance the amelus, the hard work. And everyone could just push a little more. We all can. We all know we can. Wherever it is, in chesed, in tefillah, in learning a little more. The Ribbono Shel Olam is so proud of us. And Vezos HaBracha, Moshe Rabbeinu could have given all the excuses, but he was Titein Emes. He was all about Emes. He was all about the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chazak, chazak, v'nit chazek. As we end, Mamish, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, to a Sukkis, Hoshana Rabbah is jam-packed, but we're going into a Cheshvan, a Mar Cheshvan. But we could take something with us. We could take the sweetness of the Torah. How great the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us the sweetness of the Torah. And we can make it real. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He wants our lev. Chazak, chazak, v'nit chazek. As we start, we finish the Torah. And we're going to start Bereishis, go right into it. And Bezras Hashem, everyone should have an amazing, amazing Yontif.